Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today, here on 100 Yards of Football, Vincent Turner explores the top five NCAA offensive linemen of all time. But first, before getting into it, in the NFL, there were lots of moniker names for the positions that Vincent Turner is going after. Back in the NFL, we had names for the line play, some called the Legion of Boom, some called the Crunch Bunch. Some were called the Doomsday Defense. Others were called the Hogs. In the NFL, we also had the Purple People Eaters. You had Soul Patrol. You had the Greatest Show on Turf. You also had the Fearsome Foursome. Well, once again, Vincent Turner gets into it for his top five NCAA buffet busters from the offensive line of all time. Go into it here with Vincent Turner on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Offensive line, baby. The people that don't get the respect. The people that do all the dirty work. And the people who are really left on the totem pole. But they walk around the campuses big, strong, and as Mr. Mark Bass said, usually you see him in the dining hall at the buffet line going back three or four times. But there's some big gentle giants. So in my 62 years, 56 of them watching college football, I came up with five linemen that I seen play that I determined was the best five college offensive linemen of all time. As my list says, it's my list. I hope you like it. But if you don't, that's just too bad because I couldn't get everybody on the list. But I tell you what, this offensive line would be one of the best ever in college football history if they played together. So let me start at number five. The Ohio State Buckeyes, Mr. John Hicks. Cleveland, Ohio. Ohio players, Ohio. Atlin Trophy winner in 1973. Labonte Trophy winner in 1973. But this is the thing about Mr. Hicks. Woody Hayes said that I've coached a lot of football players. The great Woody Hayes. He said, John Hicks is the best offensive lineman I've ever coached in my lifetime. And think about this. John Hicks had a severe knee injury in 1970. Missed six games in 1970 and missed all in 1971. But came back and became a consensus All-American in 1972 and 1973. And most of all, as I said, he was a runner-up in the Heisman Trophy in 1973 to John Cappelletti, who won it out of Penn State. But the most telling statistic is that when he was in the lineup, Ohio State averaged almost 355 yards of total offense. A little bit of 275 was rushing the football. And in 1973 season, Ohio State outscored their opponents 413-64. John Hicks comes in at number five on my list from the Ohio State Buckeyes. Coming in at number four, the late, great Bill Frelick out of Pittsburgh. Played here with the Atlanta Falcons. I remember when I was a senior getting ready to graduate from the University of Arkansas in 1981, I saw Pitt play on TV. And they talked about a true freshman starting at tackle, and his name was Bill Frelick. And I knew then, watching him as a freshman, all I could see was a guy with power, speed, strength, a complete football player. And you know what he did that day when I saw him play? He had a lot of pancake blocks. All you got to do is go to the Sugar Bowl in 1982 against Georgia, and you see what I'm talking about, what type of offensive lineman Bill Frelick was. His coach, Joe Moore, said this at the time in Pittsburgh. He's the only player I've seen that came to campus from day one had the ability to be great. Now, think about this. Pitt put out Mark May, Russ Grimm, and Jimbo Covert. They came before Bill Frelick now. And all of them won Super Bowl jury and became Pro Bowlers in the National Football League. Bill Frelick is number four on my list. And number three, y'all know I had to have a lineman from the mighty team out there in California. Yeah, hey, the city of Compton, Hollywood, John Wayne, Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt, the Lakers, the Rams. Tony Baselli comes in at number three at USC. What I like about this young man, he was the second pick in the 1995 NFL draft out of Jacksonville Jaguars. Kudos to Mr. Baselli because he will become the first player inducted in the Hall of Fame from that organization. But what I like about Tony Baselli, his junior year against Arizona, he was looking to come out early to go in the NFL draft, but he got hurt. Looked down, his left kneecap was dislocated, not part of his body. And at that time, he had a moment, the meet the God moment. But he came back the next year, senior year, consensus All-American. Came back bigger, stronger. And then he set the standard for offensive linemen at USC. Probably the most appreciative offensive lineman at USC because of what he went through and came back. But you know he had to do it, baby. Look at the standard there. Bruce Matthews, Don Mosbar, Brad Buddy, Roy Foster, the great Anthony Munoz. Tony Baselli comes in at number three on my list, USC. And number two, Jonathan Ogden, a UCLA. We ain't talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We ain't talking about Bill Walton, Keith Wilkes, Sidney Wicks, Curtis Rowe, Henry Bibby. We ain't talking about no basketball now. We talking about football. One of the greatest football players in the history that played at UCLA. Had his jersey retired. 23 games during his junior and senior year, he allowed only two sacks. Qualified for the Olympic trials in 1996 as a shot putter. Outstanding feat as a left tackle. UPI Lineman of the Year in 1995. Outland Trophy winner in 1995. As his coach Terry Donahue, the late great Terry Donahue said, Jonathan Ogden is the best football player I've coached, and he was a beautiful athlete to watch. Jonathan Ogden, number two, the UCLA Bruins. Number one, the number one offensive tackle on my list, and it wasn't hard. Nicknamed Pancake, Sandusky, Ohio. Same hometown as John Gruden. Explosive speed off the first step. Could have been a running back on third downs. A freak of nature. Freakazoid. Midnight Star, Cincinnati, Ohio. And the thing about this young man, he had great hands, great feet, long arms. But most of all, he loved football and he loved the hitting aspect of it. He loved the hitting aspect. 1996, Lombardi and Outland Trophy winner. 1995, Lombardi Trophy winner. And he didn't allow sack his last two seasons at Ohio State. And think about the team he played on. And boy, I heard this coach. Right now, two coaches. Right now, that's coaching at a high level. One in the National Football League by the name of Mike Vrabel. And another one that took Cincinnati to the college football playoffs last year, Lou Finkel. And you know what both of them gentlemen said? They said Orlando Pace was the toughest football player they played against because both of them played on the defensive line. They said Orlando Pace was Godzilla at Ohio State. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Boy, he was a football player. Then he went on and became the starting left tackle for the greatest show on turf. The L.A. Rams, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Northern Illinois, and won a Super Bowl ring. I hope one day I get to meet this phenomenal athlete, Orlando Pace. Because in my way, my terms, there's no better offensive tackle that played at a high level than this young man from Sandusky, Ohio, Orlando Pace, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Go back over my list right quick. I had two players from Ohio State. I'm sorry on the list. But you know how they do it up Midwest. They play that hard running gun in football, and they like to grind it and pound it. So going on my list again, at number five, John Hicks, Ohio State. At number four, Bill Frelick, University of Pittsburgh. At number three, Tony Boselli. Congratulations on your induction in the 2022 Pro Football Hall of Fame, USC. At number two, Jonathan Ogden. Went on with the Baltimore Ravens and got a Super Bowl ring. UCLA. And the number one offensive lineman. I get excited when I talk about him. And if you need your son who's playing offensive line in high school on the junior high level, please subscribe to a YouTube channel and watch Orlando Pace when it's Ohio State. And I guarantee your son will get some good information on how to play left tackle for the Ohio State Buckeyes in the L.A. Rams. He's number one on my list.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. And to the man who brought him up, the greatest voice on social media, Mr. Mark Bass. My final words about Orlando Pace is like the band out of his home state, Lakeside. Orlando Pace was all the way live. Thank you and be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.